Hello and welcome to your Inner Truth meditation. Your meditation is going to start shortly, but first, let me introduce myself. I'm Lydia Kimmeling, your healing catalyst, a master life coach and channel. And today I want to reconnect you to yourself. This is really about coming back home to the truth that's already within you. And in the many years I've been doing this and the thousands of hours that I've helped people, what I've come to learn is that oftentimes when we feel stuck or we feel blocked, we think that it's something outside of us. I need to make more money, or I need to meet somebody, or there's something that just feels like it's missing. But the truth is, until you learn how to come back home to your true self and to connect inwards, whatever you do, whatever you accomplish, whatever you get in your life, it's never going to be enough. So today's meditation is a process I've developed to really help you connect inwards. As we go through this process, I'm taking you deeper and deeper down into the core of your being. This is then where the mind starts to settle. The noise of your everyday thinking will begin to quieten, and you'll start to connect more to your heart. Too many of us are living from our minds, and it's in the mind that the ego dominates. The ego believes in separation. It really thrives on trying to control through fear, worry, doubt. And it was never meant to lead. It was never meant to be the part of you that was guiding you. It's the heart that holds the truth, that holds the wisdom, that can really put you on to the path of your true purpose and your true abundance. So, join me today in this short guided meditation to get out of the mind, to start to be able to see the illusions of the ego, and to drop deeply into your heart, into the core of who you are, so that you're able to receive this inner truth and guidance to put you onto the right track. And from there, we can start to activate your healing. Making yourself comfortable, feet flat on the ground, palms facing upwards. Just start by bringing your attention to the sound of your breath. If you're familiar with Ujjayi breath, this is a breath used in yoga, you can start to pay attention to the gentle vibration at the back of your throat each time you breathe in and breathe out. Maybe just bringing the smallest amount of tension to the back of the throat to bring this vibration in and out of your body. Allowing this vibration to settle the nervous system, like a wave that's coming in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to be, except in this moment here with me. sinking down, 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 deeper down. As you start to let go of the thoughts, the feelings, the attachments you have to yesterday, to last week, to the past, and the attachments you've been making to tomorrow, to next week, and to the future. As you drop into now. In a moment, I'm going to count down from three. And when I do, we're going to activate a magnet within you that can pull all of your energy back in. To activate this magnet, I want you to imagine there's a pole running through the core of your being. And this pole has the ability to pull everything back in towards it. Counting down now, 3, 2, 1. Activate that core pole running through the body like a magnet, pulling all of your energy in from the front, from the sides, from the back. Everything coming back home to you now. A feeling of arriving into this moment. As everything returns home. Taking a nice deep breath in from here. Now placing all of your attention onto your third eye. Where your attention goes is where your energy goes. So if you want to go inwards, if you want to drop in to yourself, your attention needs to go there. In a moment, you're going to draw a line down from your third eye over the center of your body until you arrive just below your belly button. Follow my guidance. Starting with your third eye and using your imagination now to draw a line over your nose, over your lips, over your chin, over your neck, over your heart, over your stomach, and landing just below your belly button. Place both hands just below your belly button, one on top of the other, and just start to breathe into this space. Imagining that your mouth was there and it was breathing air in and out into your lower stomach. All of your attention now is down and in. This is what it feels like to drop into yourself. And it's here that you will find your inner wisdom and hear your inner truth. Taking a deep breath in, releasing with a sigh, Two more of those, breathing in. Drawing the line back up your body now, but stopping at your heart. So tracing back up the stomach, passing your rib cage, and stopping at your heart. Moving both hands onto the heart, one on top of the other. Now breathe into the heart, as if your mouth was there, breathing in and out. We're now going to activate and open the heart center. Your heart has its own consciousness. It wants to lead and it wants to guide. But you have to be connected to it to hear it. To connect to it, you activate love. Love is the energy that heals. Love is the most powerful energy for transformation. And it is absolutely the most powerful energy for manifesting. To activate love, I want you to think about the person that you love the most. And place an image of them on your heart. Maybe it's your children, your partner, your parents, your best friend, or even a pet. Just start to think about how much you love them, how much they love you, and how grateful you are to have that love in your life. How powerful it is to have that kind of love in your life. And as you sit and continue to breathe into your heart now, cultivating the energy of love, your heart expands and opens. And you're able to give it instructions or ask it questions. So in the next 5 minutes, sit with one question, sending it to the heart, and practice being in stillness to hear your inner truth. Or alternatively, sit in the energy of love and request an instruction for something that you want to see change or something you want to bring to life. Maybe it's to work on some physical pain, emotional pain, or creating something different in your reality. Good, now taking another deep breath in. You're going to take the line back up over the chest, over your neck, taking your attention back up, up to your third eye. Imagining your mouth is on your third eye, taking a breath into that space. Now taking the line up and past your head, about 1 foot above your head, and imagining your mouth is there, taking a breath into that space. And expanding your energy to that point, sending all of your energy up to that point. And drawing a circle from that point around your body. So a circle comes down from that top point to 1 foot below your feet. Coming back to the pole within your body, you're now going to send your energy out to meet the circle around your body. So send your energy back out just with your imagination. You don't need to know how, just by thinking about doing it, you will be doing it. Take a deep breath in and breathe in and out to fill the space around you. Keep breathing in to expand fully into that circle. One last deep breath in. As you return to your day feeling refreshed, awake, ready for everything, 3, 2, 1, blinking your eyes open, rolling your shoulders, stretching, smiling, ready. I hope you enjoyed your meditation today, and if you want to go to the next level, you can book and activate your healing one-to-one 90-minute session with me via my website. Or join me for one of my online live workshops where I teach you how to expand your consciousness and elevate your life